I had disappeared.
This is Kinship Radio and Mornings with Ryan and Beth. Where did you go?
Well, that's what Zebedee was thinking. Where did you go?
Oh.
Kind of, briefly. So I came home, and Zebedee was the only kid in the room for some reason, and he is 8, and I had a blanket. So I was doing the trick where you stand by the door and you hold the blanket up, and then you drop it. But as you drop it, you run away.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, hey, Zebedee, whew. He's like, and he just started laughing. Didn't fool him at all, really, but it was like, and he's like, me do it, me, let me do it. He grabs his blanket, poof, and he disappears behind the, oh, so we just kept doing that each other back and forth over and over again. It was great. It was fun. If you ever do that, do it to your dog.
Really, very fun.
It might be a little cruel, though, because they think you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes in life, it feels like God pulls a disappearing act.
Mm-hmm.
But he's never really gone. He's still there. And that's why Zebedee wasn't scared. He knew I was still there. He saw my feet run down the hall. And if we look, we know that God is still there. He's still watching over for you. He has not disappeared. Here's Made for More from Josh Baldwin, Kinship Radio, Mornings with Ryan and Beth.